Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott, and we're on the beach today. Sunscreen is always a pain, right? It's sticky, it glues the sand to your skin, and that spray stuff is just disgusting. But our next story might make you think twice before going on the beach without protection. Terry Stokely from Dover, Delaware, is a reformed sun worshiper. She's spent much of the last 5 years battling a slow-growing form of skin cancer called basal cell carcinoma. Stokely says she now knows that baking in the sun as a teenager increased her odds. Here's her story.
My first skin cancer was actually on my leg, I believe. And it really didn't change anything for me. I thought, you know, yeah, okay, it's a little spot, it's no big deal. You know, I was young and, you know, just still going to the beach, still going to the tanning beds. I didn't really stop. I'm fair, so I have the blue eyes, light-colored hair. My dad used to tell me you had the most golden, all-over even tan I've ever seen. You know, I might burn the first day, and it was tan overnight. We all went to the pool. I had a pool membership in the summer back when people did that. If you were pale, you were unhealthy. If you were tan, you were healthy. Most of my friends and I used baby oil or the tropical oils. I didn't even think about sunscreen. It didn't become real to me until I had the first major surgery on my face, which I believe was in 2008. The first spot was nothing more. It looked to me like a clear mole, and I just had it looked at because it appeared to be growing. The incision looked about the size of a dime and probably a half to three-quarter inch deep. And I remember looking at my face with this hole and thinking, I'm going to have this huge hole in my face for the rest of my life because I wanted that tan. And that's when it hit home to me that I needed to change. I don't broadcast to everyone that I've had this done. They might notice a little bit of difference in between the left and the right side if you really look closely. And I had an excellent surgeon that did a wonderful job. But I notice every single scar that's on my face. I like to be outside. I'm a very active person. I walk. I work out in my yard. I still like to go to the beach. So when I go out, I make sure I apply my sunscreen. When I'm at the beach, I have my big floppy hat. I was actually at an outdoor event in Western Maryland, and I had a gentleman tell me, because I didn't have a tan, he said, girl, you need to get some tan on those legs. And I said, no, sir, I don't. I said, if you knew what I'd been through, you would know why.
That was Dover resident Terry Stokely, and we have pictures of Terry after her surgery on our website, whyy.org/thepulse. Tanya English produced this story, and Tanya put on her big floppy hat and spoke to bathers at Rehoboth Beach in Delaware about their sunscreen habits.
There's a little shade at Grotto's Pizza and at the arcade, but eventually you have to step onto the boardwalk and into the sun. A few steps later, and you can feel the sun shimmering off the sand.
I always sit under an umbrella. I wear shirts when I can if it's cool enough. I'm Jordan Lingo, and I'm a Rehoboth Beach lifeguard. It's usually my nose that gets burnt a lot. Stuff with zinc oxide in it is really good. It helps block the sun completely.
My name is Frances Jackson. I'm from Newcastle, Delaware, by way of Manhattan.
Tell me about this fabulous hat and these fabulous glasses.
See, my hat is a Southern Belle kind of hat. And my glasses, Juicy Couture type glasses.
Now, is that for sun protection or fashion?
It's for both.
So what's your routine to stay safe in the sun?
I put on sunscreen constantly, especially because I have tattoos and I burn so easily. My name is Megan Truscott. I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Every morning when I come down, I put on 50 SPF suntan lotion on my face. And then because I'm going bald now, I even put it up on top of my head. My name is Josh. I'm a beach boy in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Beach boys set up umbrellas and beach chairs for people that come to the beach. I'm normally really pale. I'm Irish. When I'm not renting umbrellas or swimming in the ocean, I mean, I sit under an umbrella. Like, I'm not trying to get a tan. Mommy, can I get you to
sing a little? I'm Jessica Gamerick, and I'm from London, Pennsylvania. But they all wear the shirts, the sun shirts. They're UV50s. They protect for the little guy. For the older two, they're regular short sleeve shirts. So terrible. I only put sunscreen on the kids. I think by the time I get 3 kids done, I'm done doing it, and myself never gets any.
Tanya also spoke with dermatologist Michael Saruk, who practices in Wilmington. He gave her some advice on how to use sunscreen, for example.
Remember, sunscreen used to say waterproof, sweatproof. That's baloney. They're water-resistant or sweat-resistant. That's why the new mantra really is reapply, reapply, reapply. And I don't care how high the SPF is, but you have to reapply at least every 2 hours.
And we have more advice on choosing and using sunscreen wisely, including what to buy if you're worried about chemicals in these products, on our website, whyy.org/thepulse.